Get out.
Get out.
Yo, stop.
Get out.
What you guys doing?
Get out.
What you guys doing?
What's wrong with you?
Don't touch me.
Don't you have
to? Do not touch me.
Get out.
Do not touch me.
Get out. I'm not touching you. Oh, did you just hit me? Did you just hit me?
You just hit me.
You just hit me? You too?
Black Lives Matter. Nothing says Black Lives Matter than assaulting a black dude in a elevator. As a white person, I might say, in the name of health and wellness. But guys, we know casual racism, the Holocaust, whatever it is, it can be justified. It really can be if it's to stop COVID. We found that out very quickly. Remember, if you have a regret in life, as long as you did it according to CDC guidelines, it's okay. It's forgiven. It's absolved in the name of Christ. I commend you. Actually, in the name of the World Health Organization, everything can be okay. To talk about this and a lot more, we have our guests on today's show. Kai Schwemmer, Kai Clips. He's a commentator. He has the COC in his face, confetti of color. I always like to ask guests when they're on here for the first time, how does that feel? In real life, it's real confetti.
It's spectacular. I'm getting a little bit giddy. I feel it falling down my back a little bit, Elijah.
And we're on our best behavior for a very important reason. You know why. Who else is in the room today?
We have got Mrs. Savannah's mom.
Yes, Mrs. Savannah's mom. Welcome to Slightly Offensive for the first time. Do you like the confetti?
I do.
Do you see it down there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I love confetti. She's so excited. I have a strict, no, don't let my mom on camera rule, but here we go. We're breaking it today, everybody.
Yeah, that's Savannah Hernandez. My name's Elijah Schaefer. I'm your top 17 host here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. I also love COC in my face. It feels absolutely great. We've got a lot to talk about. This is some insanity. Bad things are happening around the country. White women are out of control, as they've always been. Women in general have been out of control. We have a lot of insane things. If you didn't see the new video as well, Savannah went out to Washington, D.C., Welcome back, Savannah. Why were you out there?
I was there for the Defeat the Mandates rally. It was a great time, lots of good energy. And we found the five protesters in attendance who said that they were willing to take up to 30 booster shots. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Why stop there? Why stop there? Remember, number 31 goes up the rectum, and so it feels kind of good. Are you into the boosters, Savannah's mom?
No.
You're not into that stuff?
No. I'm not. How should I say it? I vaccinated my kids. I believe in vaccinations, but I believe also in having the data and the research to back that up.
So. Do you think we should hit more black men that don't wear masks?
I would hit any man.
When she's uncomfortable, she just laughs. So,
guys,
I've been laughing a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, let's talk about this. I mean, this is the stupidity. Obviously, we know, other than John Doyle, nobody's a big supporter of black people than you. You're one of the biggest supporters in the world.
Man, I have so many black friends. You know, John Miller, recently, he got into a big fiasco on Getter, but he is one of my favorite black people, of which I have many, of course. And it is just downright disrespectful for white women to beat up on black people like this.
I know. It's kind of like what we saw in the Black Lives Matter, where they destroyed black neighborhoods in the name of black lives. And a lot of the businesses, and I feel bad looking at Savannah's mom while saying this, were Asian owned. It's like a little replica of Savannah. But it's so weird. I'm so uncomfortable on my own show.
I'm like, which one's Seth? I don't know.
All right, before we jump into these stories, we got a lot of craziness. As always, we are so excited. I got to remind you guys that, you know, weed is illegal in a lot of places. People don't want to smoke weed. You don't want to do it. But there are some health benefits. They're even saying that, like, there are some benefits to smoking weed against COVID and a lot of things. But you're like, is there an alternative to get the medical benefits from cannabis, from these plants, but not get high? And you might have heard about CBD, the component, the health component in it. And you wonder, does it work? Well, over 90% of doctors have said that their patients have used CBD to treat a health condition. And, you know, I've used it before too, and it does. My mom had used it when she was in pain, and I've used it even like on, like, when I've had joints inflamed. Believe it or not, guys, my hands have cramps all the time because I'm doing so much social media. That's what happened to my thumb. Now I'm just gonna cut it off. And you wanna help yourself. Well, I did use CBD with the pain in my thumb. And when 9 out of 10 patients that use CBD, they say that they see some benefit, that speaks volumes about how safe and effective it really can be. You know, and I have to say with the CBD itself, What's really nice is that it's not gross. It's clean. This isn't a crazy pharmaceutical. This is all natural. And it's really important too when you're doing these kind of things that you're not taking all these weird chemicals and pills, but you're actually using CBD or something that is created by God and something that you can actually use to treat your ailments. And, you know, 90% of CBD distillery customers said they sleep better with CBD. 80% of customers said CBD helps with discomfort after physical activity. And if you're looking for a little peace and calm these days, you'd be wise to explore CBD. If you haven't discovered the power of CBD, you're missing out. Go to CB Distillery. It's pretty cool, right? CBDistillery.com. CBD Distillery right now. No prescription required. Enter offensive for 20% off. Again, enter offensive for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Sorry, guys. Anyways, Kai, welcome to the show. I mean, have you seen this? White women are out of control. They're hitting black people. What are we going to do? As a defender of the black race, how do we respond to something like this?
You know, Elijah, this is a tale as old as time. I'm sure you heard the story of Rosa Parks when you were in elementary school.
My hero.
Exactly. If we recall, who was the one who got Rosa Parks kicked out of her seat, or who was the one that caused all that fuss? It was a white woman.
Wow.
Tale as old as time, really. I was actually in a play. I played White Bystander number 2.
Wow.
It was my big debut, and now I'm here, so
I'm impressed.
The fight for civil rights goes on forever. But really, this to get down into the metapolitics of it, it really describes exactly what we see with this white kind of liberal yuppie class of women, men as well, but mostly women. They identify more with the struggles of black people because they themselves feel that the black people are inferior. They're saying, no, BLM.
What? Are you serious? Who would suggest that?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not suggesting that. Black people are my favorite. They're my favorite. And like I said, I've got many black friends.
But I'm saying these people out there.
These people.
Savannah, have you, this is a good question. Have you seen this? Like, because I felt like you told me that being a, what is it called? Being a BIPOC.
the disrespect.
By being a BIPOC. And so I really try to.
Latinx. A Latinx.
I'm really. Let me respect you. Hey, can you be quiet while I respect you on the camera?
Thank you so much.
You're going to pull down your mask to say it too.
Yeah.
Every
can
time.
You please, before I hit you in the name of health and safety, I'm saying like, I thought you said though that for on the real part though, that for most part, white people have not. And I say white people, I spell it P-E-E-P-O-L, people, because that's the correct way to say it, because you don't want to use it in vain. You said they've been less directive at you. I thought like they don't tell you what to do because they're afraid of telling like a woman of color. Like, isn't that, didn't you have the opposite treatment in most of like experiences?
Yeah, white people are scared of me because I mean, like I over am, the past
for a different
two
reason.
Years, I think it's very much been like the white community was afraid to push back against minorities, but now it's very much that minorities aren't oppressed enough. And that's why we're seeing videos like this one where the white people are like, okay, we're going to help oppress you guys because you guys aren't seeing it well enough.
Well, can you put the sound up on that for a second?
Of course.
Apparently he doesn't have a mask on. And so they're mad. But then they hit him, and then when he accuses them of hitting him, then they yell Black Lives Matter, which is this crazy thing where people don't talk about this. Disproportionately, COVID measures and mandates actually affect black people the most. It's just effectively the COVID passes in New York are the equivalent of you know, what are those called? Jim Crow laws. Because, the majority of people, I think only like 25 or 26% of black people in New York, it might be more now, are vaccinated, which means that of all groups of people, the least vaccinated are black people because historically speaking, black people have been the subject of, let's just say, some unfair experimental medical treatment that might have made them doubt the medical community.
Yes. Representation. Yeah.
It's true. But I don't love that talking point either, though, because it kind of plays into that paradigm of the left when you say, well, actually, the reason we shouldn't support the mandates is because that disadvantages black people. And it's like, oh, well, that's really easy. We'll just make sure that black people are getting more vaccinated. And so I think as right-wingers, we need to be saying, oh, black people aren't getting vaccinated? Okay, what's the problem? Okay, these are our guys. And so we need to be right there with them, pushing back, asking those women like he did in the video, don't you have kids? Which is perfect. That's the reply. You're out here hounding me. I'm just trying to live my life. I'm getting my money up, not my funny up. And you guys should be spending time with your children instead of harassing an innocent black man like myself. So I think if we show that
solidarity. Their ovaries dried about 2 decades ago.
Oh, seriously. And no eggs. Empty egg carton. But if we show that solidarity. I don't think
their kids probably are my boss. It's like, they're pretty old.
Exactly. But, if we show that solidarity with the black community, we say, hey, You guys don't like this stuff? Me neither. That's where the right starts winning. Maybe you do get that larger demographic coalition by saying, you know what? Not only is it, you know, disadvantaging black people right now, but you guys actually have it right. You have it a lot better than most of these white yuppie liberals, and we're with you on it.
Black people are pretty based. I've seen, like, when it comes to this, number one, they keep their, like, they'll beat their women.
What? Yeah.
No.
I have not heard this before.
No, I'm joking on that.
No, I am glad that Kai brought this up, though, because I get so mad when the GOP tries to make vaccines a racial issue, when it's like, no, this affects everybody equally. Stop trying to divide it into a racial thing. The Eric Swalwell retweeted the GOP because they were like, the vaccine mandates disproportionately affect the black community. And Eric Swalwell, talking about voting rights, was like, oh, you care about the minority community? And I was like, this entire tweet thread is the problem with society right now.
Well, I bring it up because I think this is an interesting thing, and I'd love to get your mom's opinion on this, is like, it's because of the voter ID bills they're trying to pass right now, which is like, I just think it's funny how, and I hate to even do the hypocrisy card, but you do have to point this out because people are at different levels of understanding of the political world. This is not a political show, so it's just like, I understand not everyone knows this. They're trying to basically push these laws to make it easier to vote, and they constantly say that people that are not white cannot get an ID, that it's really hard if you're not white to get a driver's license or an ID. I'm sure you've heard this. Yes. So you shouldn't have voter ID, but they will ask black people for a vaccination card. And so I don't know. I have to say, it's just so weird how there's never any consistency. I don't know if you see the same thing. It's like, how can you say it's racist to ask a black person for a voter ID card? It's kind of an overused talking point, but then you can ask them for a vaccine passport. Literally just have some consistency.
I agree. Yeah, they just, what I've seen is that, or been watching on TV or on YouTube, is that there's people who are not, they're not being consistent. Like, if you're going to be consistent in one thing, then be consistent in all of things. So if you're going to, you know, do everything with the mandates, then that's everybody. And then where does that lead to, though? Because if you're trying to, you know, force everybody to do what they don't want to do, how is this America?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, back in the 90s, the 80s, do you feel, because they talk about how, like, things have gotten a lot better, did you feel like there was a lot of racism towards you? Like, people throughout your entire life have, like, you've really lost a lot of opportunities, that people have been, like, really rude to you because you're not white?
You know what? I've only experienced one time in my life, and it wasn't even my experience, it was my mom. We came to California to visit, and this lady at McDonald's, she wasn't even a white lady. She didn't want to serve my mom. And so she said,
what was her race?
I don't know, but she wasn't white. And it was just at this random McDonald's in California. And so she was all upset, my mom. And so my dad was like, don't worry about it. And so he placed the order at McDonald's. But that was the only time I've ever, like, actually saw that, because the lady, like, stepped around and I don't know why she didn't want to serve my mom, because she went and served other people. So I don't know. I didn't understand that. But my dad kept telling us, oh, it's because your mom's so dark. Because my mom she's darker than me. So I was like, what? But that was the only time I've ever seen that. So, and throughout my whole lifetime, I've never had that problem. I've never experienced it. That was when I was 12 years old.
Which we know means 2004.
Well, both the viewers can see it, but we had to go get extra couch cushions because my mom is so tiny.
I am very tiny. Yeah.
You asked her, what are your thoughts on the booster? I'm like, the only booster she's using is a booster seat.
Yeah, I need a booster seat today.
So I feel like it's so funny. It's like when, like, a fat person's like, oh yeah, that's my friend's fat. And it's like, ooh, Savannah, you are the equivalent of, like, 4 centimeters tall. Savannah literally comes in a box. She got delivered in a little shipment container. They're like, here's your new producer. I was like,
yeah, you know, mail order brides, there's mail producers mail-in producers that you can get. So Elijah ordered me on the internet from Asia.
2-for-1 with the mom. You know.
Yeah.
Wait. I was told she was born from the dirt.
Yeah, literally, she's an orc. She was born in Isengard.
I know. My mom's, like, talking about, like, family jokes that nobody understands or knows about. Like, people are going to be so confused listening to this, Mom.
I don't know. I love it. I'm loving having you on, though. We're so privileged to have you on. So obviously, then it's even worse. The mask stuff has gotten out of control. I didn't even realize that we were still concerned about masks. I live in Texas. I know you only people that wear masks in Texas are not Democrats are people that are like over the age of 65. I understand just wearing a mask around flu season for whatever reason, if you're older, because you just maybe you compromised immune system. Democrats and then Asians have always been wearing masks. That's just what they do. The Asians do it. But this woman now says that people who don't wear their masks are rats. Let's go ahead and let's play video 5. Listen to this. This is dehumanizing language. This is where we've gotten in some places.
I'm a little traumatized every time I go to the store and I'm the only one wearing a damn mask. So I come out to the car and I need a second to like decompress and actually start feeling a little bit safer again. Because y'all are a bunch of plague rats.
You know when you wish someone kept their mask on?
Yeah. A little bit traumatized? I know exactly how you feel. Don't worry. And I love the huffing and puffing. Like, you know, the most cardio she's done that day is walking to the car, you know, real upset. Like, you know, I'm really she's about to pass out in the vehicle.
It's like an emphysema inhaler commercial right there. Is this you? Get help. No, but what it's always funny is it's always the physiognomy is that I've always pointed out, like, it's always these, like, obese people. Ma'am, you haven't made a health decision, let alone a good one, in a while. And you're here to lecture me on my health. I know that we've hammered that away, but it always seems to be the worst offenders of health and health violations, like basic dignity, that seem to suddenly have come out as the ultimate experts on what is good for my life and my body. You're a lifter.
Yeah.
You lift
you too,
weights.
You too.
I mean, I'm an amateur. We're getting into it, but it's like these people have no business. They have no business, and I mean this, telling young, healthy people what we need to do when they can't even control what they eat.
Mm-hmm. Real. And this actually, I have a perfect story. I was driving back from my university, or rather going on the bus back from my university just a few weeks ago. And the bus driver just stared at me while I was standing outside of the bus and said, "Mask." And so I'm like, "Oh, okay, my bad." So I put the mask on, you know, I'm hopping on the bus. I'm just trying to get home, you know, long day at school.
What state is this?
This is Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but unfortunately, I'm born in one of the only liberal cities in the state of Utah. You know, just my
Salt Lake?
Yeah. It's a rough place. There's Black Lives Matter signs, LGBT.
Yeah, there's
signs,
a lot of gay people there.
Everywhere. It's insane, which is funny too, because the closer you get to like the church center, the more protests you kind of see. It's like something that they know they can't do anything about because the closest you'll get to a theocracy is in Utah. But, you know, they rebel anyway. So I'm on this bus, and the bus driver is obese, is short. And then right after telling me all of the dangers of COVID, she's like, "You don't want to get it. I almost died. My whole family got COVID. I didn't get it. I'm young and healthy." And all of the studies show that my age demographic, 18 to 24, if you're healthy, if you work out, there are more negative consequences with taking the vaccine than negative consequences from actually getting COVID. So I'm in the minority of people who, you know, really just looking at the science are not going to benefit from this. But she then, right after telling me this, cracks open a Mountain Dew Kickstart and says, more drinkies, pours it into a big gulp glass. And she's probably had three of those today. Right. And I just, I wanted to say something, but
America, land of the obese.
I'm telling you.
I mean, you're, you know, you're 23, you're healthy.
So kind.
No, but I mean, you know this, like you take care of your health. It requires constant decision-making to like choose to eat what's right, to exercise, to like not be the food. Yes. The food is poisoning. It's easy to get fat.
For
a lot of people, especially as you get older, you're like in your early 20s or
19.
Okay. So for you, it's going to be a little harder to gain weight, but past 25, once you're 25, it literally is just downhill in terms of your metabolism. So it's like,
especially for women,
that's what I'm saying is like when you're out there, when you see somebody who's like medically, literally they are a living adipose tissue. Like I imagine if I looked at my stomach fat under a microscope, that's what my cells look like. But it's like, are you going to take medical advice from this this unit?
Oh gosh. Oh, I'm probably the wrong person to ask about that. I have like a big pickle about fat people.
What's your pickle with fat people? Because
we were talking about this last night, Elijah, because she was like, "I just don't think that we should fat shame," and I was like, "I think that we should actually."
Okay, why shouldn't we
not
fat shame?
In that way?
Tell me though, because if I'm wrong, because obviously you're wiser than me. Oh. Maybe I'm wrong. What?
I don't know if I'm very wise.
Well, I'd love to know. Like, I mean, because I think I like fat shaming, and I think it's a good thing. It helps me. Like when my friends are like, "Bro, like you've been, that's what kind of got me back on a good, healthy way, is my friends making fun of me and being like, bro, don't be a fat loser.
Bullying is inherently right wing. It works.
Yeah, it worked. But people do disagree with that. And there's a lot of people that watch the show that disagree with it too and think it's rude. It's mean. It's not necessary. What's the alternative? Like, why is it bad?
Well, let's define the fat shaming though that you're doing versus what I'm thinking. So I'm thinking like fat shaming is like, oh my gosh, look at that heifer. She really needs to stop eating all that crap. She was like, no, it's not like that, mom. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's what I'm thinking fat shaming is.
No, she's saying though that it's like you see a fat person on the street and you're like, you're fat, like to their face for no reason.
Yeah.
Because I thought that's how you explained it to
me. Yeah.
Well, okay. So I am fat phobic. Okay.
Like I'm scared of fat people.
I am I'm scared of obesity. Mm-hmm. And but what I'm not afraid of
that's me too.
Yeah, I'm
that's
actually
why I
afraid.
Skinny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's genuinely a fear.
Yeah.
You ever seen those TikToks where it's like, if you just go to the gym because you don't want to be fat, you're not healthy, you're fat phobic.
Yes.
And then it cuts to like a car speeding. It's like me and the homies on the way to be fat, the gym to be fat phobic. Like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah. But I'm saying like fat shaming is this. The reason why, it's the same reason why I speak out against the gay community. Let me switch it from fat to gayness. Andy No, he's a journalist friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's also, you're like your people.
Yeah.
He's Asian.
He's
your people. all
people. Yeah.
No, but he basically was like, hey, like you should have I'm going to have him on. You should have this gay guy on because you speak out a lot against gay people. I said, no, I don't speak out against gay people. I speak out against the gay community. Andy knows gay. I like Andy know because Andy knows not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And so I like people who aren't pieces of shit. And so Andy know would fall into that category of a kind, gentle person.
I agree with
whether that. We disagree on certain things, that's okay. I can be his friend still because he's a genuine person. A lot of people are different than me. I can be friends with a fat person who just struggles, like, especially the ones that were born with like gland issues and hormone issues, which is very rare. Most people are just lazy. What I have a problem with, and the reason why I speak out against the gay community, is because they are not just trying to be quiet and live their lives in peace. They're trying to force their ideology down my throat. And so fat people, the same way, I'm not like, I understand some people struggle, and I'm not just looking at a fat person being like, I hate you. I'm saying the fat people have tried to normalize obesity and say that not only is it normal to just be a disgusting fat slob, but that it's also like, it's a form of health. Like it's an alternative way to live. Just like the gay community is like, well, you could be male, female, or trans, or gay, or this, like as if it's just like, you just get to pick.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
That. I don't mind if someone struggles with homosexuality, if someone struggles with their weight or whatever. We're humans. People have issues.
Yeah.
But not normalizing it. So if you're going to normalize it, I would say something else, but you're in the room and I don't want to be disrespectful.
It's okay.
See, you know, this is one of my favorite phrases within weightlifting. You may have heard it too. It's there's no shame in being weak, only staying weak. It's kind of the same thing as
I
being
like
fat.
That. Yeah.
I have had people more than anywhere else recognize me for my political content at the gym. What does that tell you about our audience? And it is not a problem to go into a gym fat. And everybody thinks, oh, well, I'm going to get made fun of. People are going to make fun of me because I'm doing all this cardio and whatnot. No, the fact that you're there proves exactly what kind of a person you are. Nobody's ever going to laugh at you for that. They're happy you're there and they're going to help you out with these exercises. All the gym boomers are right there with you.
Yeah. Are there, I don't see any real, I never meet a liberal at the gym. Like every time I'm lifting weights, I bring up Kyle Rittenhouse to see where they stand. Yeah. And they're always pro Kyle Rittenhouse.
I know people who walk in with MAGA hats and come out with five more friends than they walked in with.
Yeah. Like I think maybe if you go to CrossFit,
you see people doing the pull-ups where they're swinging like apes. No, it's CrossFit's probably not the best place to go, but you know.
Yeah, but the gym. Hat. But do you get what I'm saying? So like the fat shaming. That's
but
what
yeah,
I mean.
I agree with you.
I'm not just speaking out against someone who's struggling in life.
Okay.
We're all sinners and we all have issues that are different.
Yeah, we all struggle.
But it's like, imagine if someone walked out and was like, "Hey, it's really good to be addicted to meth." It's like
yeah,
you would
be
like
no.
But if they were like, hey, I struggle and I relapse and I have a problem with meth.
Yeah,
and
then you'd want to help them.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I feel ya.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let you normalize this as being a positive behavior.
I agree with you there. Yeah, I don't like how they just make everything like it's okay. And it's not. This is not okay to be fat. You're going to die faster than, you know, and you're not going to have enough longevity. And it does make you look old. That's why I still look the way I look. If you're a heavy person, you're going to age a lot faster because your cells and everything in your body is just stressing out because it's not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be living that way.
Mm. Yeah, and I was going to say, next time that you're on a elevator and someone assaults you, I got to say to that black guy, my trigger, think of it with a gun. If you have a gun system, if you have a gun system, obviously, you know, the Second Amendment is so much different. It's not just about guns. It's about the right of protection, right? So this has to do with body armor. It has to do with your firearm. But also remember this, how do you carry your firearm? A lot of people don't think about that, and they don't know when the shit hits the fan, or even if you just want to travel, or you're out, you know, on the field and you want to keep a sidearm, or you just have a concealed carry. We are a constitutional carry here in Texas. You don't need a license to carry a gun. I trust nobody else but Northwest Retention, not only because their holsters and their carrying systems, like their sling and their belt system or their Scout chest holster, are amazingly comfortable, American-made, highest quality products, customizable for hundreds of different firearms, different types of finishes. I mean, they just look cool. Kai, can you admit, like, those are, it's like, why would you have a lame carry if you can have a cool one?
No, exactly. I mean, that's how it is with everything. You want to be impressive. You live for the life you want, not the life you have. So you're going to walk in there looking like a cowboy with your holster, with the design on it. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, and I love my systems. And Savannah, do we have a picture of you wearing one as well? I think Savannah went to Iraq. You know your daughter went to Iraq?
Yeah, I saw that picture. I was like, what?
Yeah, but she's looking good. Yeah,
this is me breaking the Americans out of Afghanistan with my Northwest Retention holster.
Yeah, she said the last troop in Afghanistan. No, but like I always say, I can't promise you'll look as good as Savannah while wearing the holster, but I can promise the holster will look just as good on you. So check out their website to see all that they have to offer. Premium quality and satisfaction is guaranteed, and they offer a lifetime warranty. Now, we got to get back to American made. And plus, the owner is freaking sick. He's awesome. I love him so much. They've got you carried with their holsters done right. Visit nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. That's nwretention.com. Enter promo code OFFENSIVE to save 10%. Go there right now. nwretention.com. Northwest Retention. Promo code OFFENSIVE for 10% off. And I don't even need 10% off. It's just a good holster. I have a bunch of their stuff. It's amazing for my Glock and for my AR, which is really cool. So let's get into a little more of this. So Savannah, people don't know, if you haven't seen the video yet from DC this last weekend, we're going to try to get back out more on the streets. I'm trying to make it so Savannah can get out more. I'm sure her mom's happy. I'd like to insert your daughter into dangerous situations. How do you feel about that?
Actually, I don't mind that she does it. Her daddy and I just want her to be safe when she goes. And so her daddy does tell her to do certain things, which she doesn't do all the time. And so that's where he gets upset with her. But
are you disobeying your daddy?
What?
You're disobeying your daddy?
I would
she
never.
Does all the time.
No, you know what? People ask my parents this all the time. They were like, so how did your parents feel about you being in the riots? And I was like, oh yeah, they didn't care.
Yeah.
They're just like, don't die. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we're, you know. She's living her life, living the dream. So just, yeah.
She is, right?
Living the dream, working
really
for a white man.
I am. I'm very proud of my daughter. She's very independent. Yeah, she is looking for a husband. So please send your resumes my way.
Okay, we're done. That's enough.
Just don't put that in there.
Poor mother.
I do have standards.
Aren't we so blessed to be on with Savannah's mom?
That's what I'm saying. Look, Savannah's mom, you've got no grandchildren to speak of. I mean, Savannah needs to get on that.
I'm excited to be a grandma, honestly. Not yet, but soon. You know, a couple years, maybe.
Yeah, my eggs are dried up. Go for my sister.
No.
We got more of this mask Nazi stuff. So this, I'm saying that's the stuff over the weekend. We're gonna look at some of these clips, Savannah, from you. But first, I want to look at this. Obviously, people are done with the mandates. We're over it. We're just done with it. It's like it's never was legal. The mask mandates. Nothing's ever been legal. It's never been a law. It's always been bullshit. Nobody ever likes it. People are apparently still losing it when people don't want to take off their mask. I want to remind you, people are afraid to take off their mask because of people like this. Why are you afraid of these people? They're losers. They're pathetic. You've got to get over your fear of men. You've got to conquer it. It's a spiritual issue. You've got to call upon God to conquer your fear of man, because the more you fear man, the less you fear God. And when God is your leader and he is your witness and protector, then who can be against you? Let's listen to this mask Nazi losing it in a grocery store. Video number 7.
Masked Nazi loses it at a grocery store.
It was rude to write me when I was 16. Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm 17. I forget. Because I'm mentally ill.
So I think the person's not wearing a mask.
I'm looking for stuff in his beard.
So... stuff in his beard, and this is what they always do. The people, you ever notice this? Like the police, you can kind of turn the volume down because she's harassing him. The people that are always enforcing the laws never follow the guidelines. Like she's not 6 feet away, and if she thought a mask would put her in danger, why is she approaching an unmasked person?
it's really just that attempt to have any power. She understands that, you know, she's physically less capable than this man. She understands that she's less assertive and less intimidating. So what she's trying to do is use the authority that's been handed to her by the CDC and other establishment organizations and say, you know, these people give me the power to stand up to you, to fulfill this fantasy of taking on the right-wing menace. But really, it's from a deep place of insecurity. She realizes she can't do that, so she's trying to hearken to some authority. And it's really not working. The guy has a beard, she says. What does that tell you about him? High test, and obviously in the right. Saying nothing, just watching her. And again, to point out the video, the panting with the mask, the and victim of sexual assault. So maybe there's some repercussion.
It's true, though. And also, like, I have to be careful how I say this, but there's, whenever you see any study about the effectiveness of masks, I'm gonna say it in the positive, the studies always conclude that there is some effectiveness for N95 grade medical masks, but they do not talk about the mitigation of COVID from cloth and paper masks. All they say always is they prevent some droplets from spreading, which I'm not convinced, but they say is where COVID's spreading. And so that's what they say. So this woman doesn't even know about masks. And that's why it is, I think it's about power. You know, your daughter hates masks more than anyone I've met in my entire life.
Oh, yes, I know.
She's petty, too.
Very petty. I from her dad.
I get mad at my own mother, actually. I've yelled at her for wearing masks. And apparently it's because this tall white man at the beginning of COVID came and yelled at her in the middle of Walmart for not wearing a mask. So she had, you know, she was scarred from that. And I was
what
just like,
sorry, how dare someone yell at you?
I'm saying he was like 6 feet tall and we're just walking along and I'm looking at my shopping list and he's like, look at you. And I was like, at first I was like, who are you talking to? Because I was like, I don't pay attention to people. And so then he was like, stopped in the front of my cart. He wouldn't let me pass. And I was just like, do you have a problem? He's like, you're not wearing a mask. And so I just looked at him and I was like, ooh, and then I ran around him and I laughed, but he kind of disturbed me because I was like, what the heck? You're going to pick on a little person like me?
If you did this to little my people. Mom, I'm going to come find you. Who are you?
Yeah,
Elijah steps out from behind me. Pick on someone your own size.
Good thing I have my North breast retention. No, but I mean, like besides it being your mom, I mean, that's my point. It's like, this is the reality besides just being funny about this. Who's yelling? What a sweetheart. She is. What man is yelling? I mean, people have lost their freaking minds thinking that, like, they've lost their humanity. I brought it up on the show last night. Is it this Indian guy, for people that didn't see it, I was getting an Uber ride and I just walk up to the window and he's just like rolls down his window. He's like, you have a mask? And I was like, oh no. And then he just rolled up his window, said nothing and just zoomed away.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, like, that's not even human. You could just be like, oh, okay, well, I can't give you a ride then. And be like, I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead and cancel
it.
Like,
offer you one. So yeah. Like, if they want you to wear it so bad, then have some on hand.
Yeah. Well, there's this psychological phenomenon to explain this, which is called de-individuation. And that's like, I say this with John all the time. The more people we're around, I'm like, oh, the de-individuation's hitting. I'm going to do something disruptful. And it's when your face is covered or when you're part of a large group, you don't feel personally accountable. So the mask is shielding that identity from you. You don't feel the accountability. You can be as rude to people as you want. And that's what it is. These spiteful, unhappy people are just trying to take out that anger because they live unfulfilling, miserable lives.
I believe
that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And so, like, so Sav went out, and just in case you didn't see I do want to watch this video of how, like, out of control people are. They're out of control because they're letting the government control them.
That's true.
So, and it's like, when you don't let your spirit, this is why the difference between Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States and Canada. The reason why we've had a more bitter fight, even though Canadians have been really good at protesting, Australians have been really good at protesting, we're going to get into that. Savannah, we're going to start focusing a lot more on those other countries and encouraging our brothers and sisters out there.
Send me to Canada. You know? I'll go break out our Canadian brethren.
Well, I just
right
mean,
now.
I mean, we're going to start calling people to more action. Mm-hmm. They believe their rights come from their charter. They believe their rights come from the government. And so the government can take the rights away. Mm-hmm. Americans believe our rights come from God. And so they were not given to us, and so they cannot be taken. Yep. That we are born with them. And so Savannah runs into this person that she just basically said that she'll go as far as the government needs her to go in order to end this.
That's crazy.
And after we watch it, Savannah, I'd like you to explain to us a little bit about what your time was there and sort of what happened with some of the B-roll. And if you want to go into any of the other videos, let's watch video number 13.
Now, would you be interested in talking to me about why it's important that you're protesting this today?
The edit there.
Because I'm not a selfish person who thinks it's all about me. If we could get a 90% herd immunity, not natural immunity, we could get back to our lives.
Are you vaccinated?
I am double vaccinated and boosted.
How many booster shots are you willing to get?
As many as it takes.
So like 10, 20, 30?
As many as it takes, because I'm not a selfish bastard. I want to get back to my life. So if it takes 10, I am going to take 10.
What if they never let you get back to your life, though?
I'm not a selfish bastard. I want to get back to my life. If everybody would just cooperate and do what it needs to do, we would have been out of this a year ago. But now we're going to be 3 years, 4 years, and 5 years because of a set of selfish, self-righteous jackasses.
So a lot to unpack here.
A lot, yeah.
There's, okay, that... the edit.
The MAGA Ku Klux Klan mask that she's got going on.
I am not selfish. I want to go back to my life. Okay, all right.
Aren't you being selfish if you want that many boosters?
Yeah, in 4 or 5 years, you're not... Okay,
how is that not being selfish?
Savannah, I like the question. Good job on the pushback of like, what if they never let you get back to your life? She didn't seem to have thought that one through.
Yeah, she was like, it doesn't matter. I still get booster. And I was just
and
like,
she's Indian now?
I was going to say.
Wait.
I was like, I got to be curry.
I'm bad at curry accents. Mantra. So every foreign accent is Indian to me. So there you guys go. That's how my brain translates.
You're the worst racist ever. You're trying to do Ebonics. You just do Indian accents. Just.
Oh, man.
But it was so funny to see all four of the anti- or pro-mandate protesters there. One of them was wearing a sign that says, I'm just here to knock out a Nazi. She looked exactly as you would expect her to look. Skinny little white girl. I probably could have broken her in half. She wouldn't even talk to me because she was scared. It was absolutely pathetic to see. And I mean, look at the absolute state of these people. This woman that I walk up to who's protesting holding a COVIDiot sign puts her mask up and then realizes that she can't talk through her mask, pulls it back down immediately. And I'm like, so you think all the people here are selfish and are going to murder you? So why are you standing at an event with thousands of people if you're that afraid of this virus? You're not. You're pathetic. You're weak. You're disgusting. Get out of my country. Deported immediately.
You know, the exposure is always more attractive to them than the actual principle. It's, oh, hold on. You got a camera? All right. This is my face. You know, here's what I got to tell. It's that 15 seconds of fame that people really get stuck on. It's a little bit funny because every single time mask goes down once they see the camera.
Well, admitting that you can't speak with the masks, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
And but it's true. I can't hear the plexiglass. Like, do you know how you know how I know this is madness? So as you guys know, we should just keep inventing fake reasons of what happened to my thumb. So I was scuba diving, you know, mapping the ocean floor. And obviously you pricked it on a sea anemone.
Joe Biden actually bit it off.
Yeah. Nibbling on the thumb. No.
But I was going to say, so it's interesting because, the people that don't understand things that I went to the doctors, so I go to the urgent care and they're like, told my wife, you can't sit in the lobby because we don't want to risk infecting people. And she was like, I know this is dumb. Like when I'm in a doctor's office and they know what transmission is and spreading, and I have no signs or symptoms and that makes no sense. She goes, we know we've lost it as a country when like the medical professionals are even like scared to follow the science because they're so afraid of the mandates and the laws and that they're not even allowed to follow the science, that they're making me wait outside. Like there's no science behind that. Mm-hmm. And then when I walked in, they're like, please put on this mask. And it was a cheap little cloth mask. Now there's a few places I'd wear a mask. Yeah. I would wear a mask in a doctor's office before the mandates. I think that's kind of normal. Even when I got surgery, they would make me put on a mask, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Aston was like, does these help with anything? And they couldn't explain what like, the cloth mask.
They were like, no, put it on.
Yep. Yeah, but like, I mean, I needed treatment and they wouldn't treat me without a mask. They literally wouldn't let me back there.
You're dirty, dude.
But I was like, I'm here for a thumb. I don't have COVID. I'm like,
the infection of the thumb is more dangerous than whatever. Yeah.
My thumb's in two pieces. I didn't come here with a cough.
Yeah, and it's bleeding out. They're like, sir, please. We know you're about to die, but we really need you to mask.
I'm like, I need my thumb cauterized and put and sewed back together. I don't have COVID. And it was like, they were more concerned about COVID than my thumb. And I was like, thinking like, this, we've gone mad. I'm here for a thumb injury. and you're concerned about my wife and me with COVID. What the f*** is going on?
They've just lost their mind.
And the other thing about that clip that is just, it's a big black pill. I'm not a black pilling guy. I'm, you know, very white pilled, very happy, optimistic guy, as you can tell, very chipper. But the whole like, well, I'll do whatever the government says. You know, that's the attitude people need to have about God. It's the, I will go and do the things which the Lord commands, no matter what they are. Abraham is told to kill his son. He's like, my devotion to God is greater. And God says, you've shown in your faith that you will obey whatever I do, even if it's difficult. And I will reward you, sacrifice the lamb instead of your son, Isaac. And that's the devotion you're supposed to have to God. But now it's, you know, the government. Whatever the government tells me, I'll do it no matter what. Kill my child? Okay, he's transmitting COVID. I understand, you know. It's this greater good mentality that's translated into the state. And I'm by no means a libertarian, but it's a very dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm. You know what's really nice about this show? So if you go into the internet, people... the right wing has their own version of pronouns. They
really?
Always want you, yeah, they always want you to define how what your political leaning is. What do you, what do you believe? What is, how do you define yourself? I'm not in the pronoun game. I don't like the right wing version. I don't like the left wing version. I'm more just like live your life and let your actions
say
speak.
Say what you want.
Let your actions speak, and you can have a varied view. You can have your own unique worldview. Yeah. There are some that are more than others that work better for life, but as we see, people also are crazy on both sides, and I that's why I don't like a lot of the wings. I'm not a bird. I prefer to be a human. People have gone crazy. I want you to go to my screen, Savannah. The reputable website BuzzFeed,
our favorite,
yeah, came out with this new thing, which I think is actually pretty cool. I should do some more stuff like this. We have a lot of ways we're going to be developing the show that I'm excited about in the future. Some segmentization of things. They asked people, what are some things you considered normal pre-COVID but are bizarre now? And of course, we have the multiracial group with one more woman than men, because we have to make sure the stock image is
inclusive.
Inclusive. Now, if the comments are crazy, it's like, it used to be normal to trust an ER will be able to help anyone who's had a heart attack, accident, or life-threatening issue. Now it's bizarre to realize in any ER, any hospital might be too full of overwhelmingly unvaxxed COVID patients to take care of anyone else. Not true statement.
Yeah.
Untrue.
And I thought it was going to go the other direction. I'm like, oh, these people are saying, like, I used to trust the ER to, like, accept my injuries. But now, like, if I don't have a mask, they'll shut me down like they did my good friend Elijah Schaefer, who had this injury that he was about to bleed to death from. And they asked him, you know, put the mask on. But no, it's... now I'm worried about going to the ER, and there's so many unvaxxed people that I might die.
Well, I wasn't but do you see this, Savannah? Here's what's misleading about this is, like, theoretically, I was an unvaxxed patient in the ER.
So true. You were taking up a hospital.
I was though, but it's like, imagine, but do you not sit in the UK at any given point, 60% of the people that were in with COVID entered into the ER for a non-COVID related issue. Mm-hmm. Meaning, I think that's called false positive tests, but let's just say they might've caught COVID in the hospital, or maybe everyone's just happens to have COVID. Like maybe, like if they tested me and I showed positive for COVID, I'd now be an unvaxxed COVID patient in the ER, even though I'm being treated for a messed up thumb.
Yep.
Like, that's what they say. Like, it's at any point people are being treated for diabetes, for other things, and then they test positive. There was never this overwhelming COVID unvaxxed taking up the room. This narrative, people believe this. They believe a lie.
Even with the people who get COVID, I mean, I know plenty of people who have gotten COVID. Not a single one of them, maybe one or two people who are like elderly, have actually gone to the ER for COVID. As far as like negative outcomes, every single person stays in bed for 3 days or whatever. They lose their sense of taste for a month or so. But the people that I know who get COVID, even the ones who are, you know, buying into all the state narrative about it, really don't go to the ER about it. And it's not that, you know, oh, I don't want to fill up the beds. It's just, you don't need to go to the ER for it. It's totally that revisionism around, you know, the hospital beds are all being taken up. No. You get a drive-through test. You go back home if it's positive and you stay in bed for 3 days.
Yeah, I think COVID's been around a lot longer. You know, my mother-in-law, or as we call him, my mum with a U. Mum, in 2019, she came and visited from the great heartland of Australia. And she got sick. I was sick and she got sick or something happened. And then she lost her sense of taste and smell for like a month. And no one knew what it was no one knew. And it's like, yeah, I think COVID was around for a while. I've never heard of losing your taste and smell for a long time before COVID. Because it almost seems like maybe there was... engineered to not be natural. It almost seems like not natural. Am I the only one that seems like COVID seems like a non-natural disease that could have come from a level 4 high security weapons grade biosecurity laboratory in Wuhan, China?
We'll never know.
I'm saying that's not a natural thing to just lose your taste and smell for like a long time. It seems somebody coded that.
Yeah, well,
It seems it's not true.
No. That's just a theory, a conspiracy theory. Yeah.
We don't do that here. No.
We speak truth.
Yeah, but you know, this is one of these things. The globalization of, you know, just anything economic or otherwise is really the only reason we're in this mess. You think about if we were not, supposing this is a very authentic thing that came about, you know, just by the modification of certain viruses, we would have never actually experienced this bacteria or the virus, or we wouldn't have been in contact with any of it if there was not the globalization that we're seeing now. Somebody from Wuhan would have never came to America. Somebody from Wuhan would have never gone to other parts of the world. Without globalization, without international trade and whatnot, and international travel, there would be no pandemics. And people say all the time, well, it's like, what about the Black Plague? If you like get rid of vaccines, or if you're going, if you're rewinding the clock, well, the plague will just kill you. Okay, but maybe if you're crowded into a dense city like mankind was never meant to be crowded into. And by the way, this has been well studied, the psychological detriments of living close together, like in New York or in other cities, are very large. You get depressed, you get anxious. It's an unnatural thing. So we're starting to find, very predictably, the more you deviate from nature, the more you open yourself up to parts of the world that you were never meant to be born into and that your immune system hasn't become prepared for, the worse your life is going to be. The more anxious, depressed, and the more sick you'll be, which is, of course, a shock to anybody who didn't go to, you know, fourth grade biology.
No, it is true. And I'm going to look at a few more of these because it gets really weird. But obviously, as we talk about this, when I think about health, I'm not thinking about masks. I'm not thinking about vaccines. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what you put in your body is the most important thing. Even more than exercise, like you start with food and you pair it with exercise. And that's how you see real results with protein and with healthy food, and good sources of protein are so important. But the meat that we have in our stores is often, you know, laced with bleach, chemicals. The animals have hormones that are pushed into them, and they're really screwing with our biology. I'm not joking. It's not good. And a lot of you have picked up on this. It's only been recently in the last couple of years that I picked up on this stuff too, which is why I joined Moinkbox. So Moinkbox is not just a box of delivery of meat. It's actually a movement that allows you to get like hormone and chemical free meat that is just absolutely of the highest quality shipped to your house. Now, what's nice about that is, number one, I don't know if you've seen the shelves recently. You're a mom. Is there a lot of food on the shelves in the grocery stores? Are they doing a good job keeping the supplies and the stocks up? Or do you see sometimes there's like there's key things missing and stuff?
Oh, no, there's stuff missing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't find my rice. I've been trying to buy my jasmine rice.
I hate crime. No rice for the Asians.
Yeah, no rice.
I'm telling you.
I know. And literally with meat, it's even like sometimes you're like, well, I guess we're not eating steak because there's no steaks.
Yeah.
Well, don't be like that. Join Moinkbox and get these amazing high quality selections from salmon to chicken to steak to anything you want. Even they gave me some meat that I never tried before, like a pork shoulder. Dude, that's so epic. You cooked that right. Like, it's so good. And they're also supporting small farms. They're not using the big like Monsanto and all those things. So like, if you want to support small business, which we're big on here, go to moinkbox.com/offensive right now. And listeners of the show can get a free filet mignon for a year. That's pretty epic.
It's literally so true. They probably have liver too.
Yeah. And they have literally everything. That's one year of the best filet mignon you'll ever taste. For a limited time, go to Moinkbox, moinkbox.com/offensive. That's moinkbox.com/offensive. Check it out. Get the best meat and get the proteins that you need. So people don't realize that it's honestly just literally, it's very simple. Don't drink too much. You know, get food into your body. You can have a little fun. You can eat bad sometimes. You know, you don't have to live a perfect life, but put the right things in and you probably won't ever die from a lot of things. A lot of things that won't kill you.
I believe that.
Yeah. You'll live long and you'll be all right. And maybe put on some sunscreen if you're white before you go out in the sun.
No. Sunscreen is a psyop.
Yeah, I rebuke sunscreen.
Well, there's good sunscreens for your face.
No, true.
Yeah, I was like, again, it's a good products, not cheap sunscreen. There's like natural minerals and stuff that can just keep.
Yeah.
Not all skin products are bad. The good ones are expensive. That's the problem.
That's true.
Why do you think it's a psyop? I'd like to know because I could be wrong.
Yeah. So sunscreen, a lot of it is really chemically. It's this is kind of lipstick stuff, or like the chapstick, or chapstick really is actually drying out your lips so that you have to buy more chapstick. But it's actually more dangerous with the sunscreen. The sunscreen has these harsh chemicals in it that actually increase the risk of getting skin cancer, the effects on the skin, the way it manipulates, you know, the cells and whatnot that it's rubbing into. All of that's very dangerous. And
but
so,
what about good sunscreen? Like, because I mean, I use really high quality, like good face sunscreen that's like kind of like, it's like, I'm not even gonna say how much it is because that's embarrassing. but I use good, I mean, like, I don't use like cheap, like spray on stuff. Like,
well, you're from California too, so you like, you understand the dichotomy. I think a lot of people, they'll get
anything
killing
from myself?
CVS. That I don't know. I haven't done the litmus test with, you know, like the three tiers of payment on sunscreen.
Sounds like, let me buy you some sunscreen.
Yeah, I do know a lot of it.
Some of it they pulled off the shelves because they say that it's literally it has carcinogens, but I thought there's like, just like you can get cheap shampoo that actually like hurts your scalp and your skin. You can get good shampoo, like without like the sulfates and those kinds of things. Am I wrong? Is there not do you know about this? Or is it a
sign? I don't know. I told my daughter I've been using all kinds of stuff for how many years now? I think as long as you stay as close to the natural of the product, the better it'll be. Mm.
Yeah, Savannah. She's from an island. She's been moisturizing with coconut oil her whole life.
That's how
you get the good skin.
Yeah, I know. And the black people got the shea butter.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, no, can't use shea butter. I don't know. It's
because you're not black. You just said that.
Because you ain't black.
Yeah,
you didn't vote for Joe Biden, so you ain't black.
But, you know, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, this is interesting. I never heard of this. I thought good products, but I didn't know. I mean, white people just not go out in the sun? Because I toast if I go in the sun.
See, most of the people.
How do I go to Vegas?
Most of the people who say, like, well, I just don't go in the sun. It's like, these are the people who have received the punishment from the sun after, like, years of using the sunscreen, which is going to make it worse. You're going to get worse sunburns.
I've been hospitalized with a sunburn before.
That's awful. That's rough. But. Probably were using sunscreen before you did that. So, you know, it's the repercussions that stack up over time.
I get burned while I'm sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Skin used to the scent. You're supposed to do it slowly.
Exactly.
Like you slowly test, or like you go out for 5 minutes, then you go out for 10
minutes.
But my
mom didn't use sunscreen, then she got skin cancer. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, there's always
genetics. She said they never wore sunscreen growing up, and then she got skin cancer.
Some of it's genetic. Some of it just happens over time. But
yeah,
you're right.
The
closer
just
you
like,
stick to the natural.
Because we don't use sunscreen on Guam. And
people say, how do you get the hair all the time? And it's literally cold showers, and I just let it dry in the sun and with air. That's it.
I'm getting sunscreen pilled. Let's look at a couple of these here. People have a few of these. Sadie O'Malley. See, we educate. We bring educated guests on that tell you great things. I'd love to know, actually, any dermatologist, anybody in the chat, I'd love to hear your opinions. We'd love to get you guys in the chat. Let's get sunscreen in the chat and have you guys let us know what your thoughts are on sunscreen. I love arguing over things like this.
Sunscreen on trial.
We have this. I used to lick my finger to make it easier to get those plastic bags in the fruit and veggie section open. Today, I held my hand under the water that was misting the lettuce. That's disgusting. Ew. Vigorous.
How clean is that water anyways?
Yeah. Yes.
I just wonder.
Literally, vigorously. What? The response to this is vigorously rub the bag between your hands. It helps a bit.
They're talking about the grocery bags.
Oh, okay. Let's look at a few more of these. Never wiping my hands after pumping the diesel. Now that I think that is so disgusting, I bring disinfectant wipes with me and handle all with wipes in full contact, then wipe my hands with sanitizer and wheel, et cetera, with new wipes. I think that I am sanitizer pilled. I know that's not good to put that stuff on. Hand sanitizer is not good.
No, oh my gosh, you tell that to my husband. He like thinks it saves his hands. I'm like, I doesn't do nothing.
No, I'm almost.
Receipt paper.
What?
Receipt paper's awful.
Yeah, aren't there carcinogenic things in receipt paper? Same with hand sanitizer.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is, these two things go together. I thought it was really interesting now that we're getting all these receipt papers and we're getting more hand sanitizer because, you know, that's just the way we're doing stuff now with COVID. The studies about the harms of receipt paper were done after applying hand sanitizer, and it opens you up to more negative repercussions from touching, you know, the BPA and whatnot that's on it from the thermal paper.
Everything's killing us. We're all dying.
Just go out and eat your Krispy Kreme.
I know. It's so crazy.
Oils.
Literally. And it's like, I no longer receive phone calls and text messages from friends, not by choice. They just simply stopped on their end. I tried to keep it up on my end, but eventually I stopped and I realized I just wasn't going to be reciprocated. Humbling and humiliating, to say the least. Like, this is a real problem. Like, if people have broken down relationships, they don't see each other. They don't want to talk to one another. People are losing friends over this. And it's like, Because they're separated. Because a lot of times people would see each other, then that warms up the relationship. If you're the boys and you get in a little trouble, the boys will be boys, be a little, as Kez says, a little naughty sometimes. But the girls, they understand. And, you know, maybe get a little out of hand, and then you have some good stories, and you text about it, talk about it, make it happen again. The girls get a little bit of, and it shouldn't, but they love the tea. They love spilling the tea to each other.
Oh, yes.
But it's like, if nothing's happening, then you have no stories. If there's no stories, if there's no community, then there's nothing to build on. And, I mean, we do good things too, but meaning life's fun, you know, we have a good time.
No relationships.
Yeah, there's no relationships. No good, no bad, no mistakes. There's no people
boring.
Forget that part of relationship is the good and the bad.
Yeah.
But when you don't have either, then you have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's and it sad. Gets boring. Mm-hmm.
The further you're removed from like actual interaction, you used to see all the time, people would assemble like in the 1960s and prior. There's a good book about this by Robert Putnam called Bowling Alone. There were these communities, people would go bowling together. If you look at architecture, people used to have these large front porches, but now it's all about the backyard. It's all about what you're doing in the privacy of your home instead of communing together in the street. You know, cars would stop driving around through these like suburban places because they knew that kids were going to be playing in the street at this time. And with dating, you get the apps. And I was actually talking with one of the good guys, Gabe. He's like, you know, I downloaded this dating app. And I'm like, well, it's a little bit cringe. But he said, once I swipe like yes on somebody and they agree, like we've both swiped yes, then I stop swiping. And people need to do that. If you're going to be on a dating app, you need to treat it as close to actual dating as you can. That's tough to do because as with all technology, it tries to make it more difficult to live naturally. Once you have a car, it's very difficult to live without the car. The more technology you rely on, the harder it is to get back to the roots of how we used to live. So if you are going to use a dating app, you have to act like it's a real relationship. You have to make efforts to get off the dating app, see them in person, and experience a real relationship the way people did for decades. There's a reason we don't get married at younger ages anymore. It's because we don't experience the same kind of relationships. We don't see people the same way we used to even a few decades ago.
It's true. And with that, people do want life to go back to normal. People want to get back to this. People want to get away from this digital metaverse world. And I want to highlight some white pills here. As you guys said, to bring up some positive things. We can bring up some video 16. These can be B-roll, Savannah. There is a giant trucker freedom convoy that is going across Canada to the Capitol. And these are supporters that are on the side of the road. I just want to let you know, just because I'm in Texas and we have it good here, I know a lot of you guys don't live here. About a quarter of the audience of the show is foreign. There's only about 75% American. So I know we have, you know, this is hundreds of thousands of people that watch the show that are in other countries. And I care about you. And I know this is hard. You are our brothers. And even if we talk shit on, you know, the Canadian government, or, you know, just because Justin Trudeau pees sitting down. Again, nothing wrong with that. Just want to say he does that, right? It's okay. It's fine, but he does that. He's a total. And the point is that we see this and there's this protest going on. More of this. Get out there, carry your flag and do this. We also have in Brussels, shout out to Brussels. Huge protest going on there. I have family around the world, and I've been hearing that it's getting really hard in Germany right now for them to continue to push these mandates because the protests are getting so big and so large that and this is Brussels, not in Germany, but Brussels is not in Germany. Where's Brussels again?
Somewhere there.
Yeah,
I feel
somewhere
bad.
In Europe.
I'm literally like German.
Where's Brussels? What? Belgium. There you go. Thank you. I'm being a tall American. Like my geography is off. I'm like Brussels.
It's not in America. We don't know.
I love your sprouts. I love your sprouts, especially with a little vinegar and some bacon grease. You guys make the best sprouts. No, but the protests are growing. You guys are good. We love this. Even look at this too. I think, you know, even I'm not going to, well, I don't think we have any more. I'm going to keep that there. But I love this. You guys are getting out in the streets. You guys are showing the world that, you know, we are not going to take this as free people of Western society. We don't want your mass immigration. We don't want your disgusting food. We don't want to live in pods. We don't want to eat bugs. We hate you. You're demonic. You're satanic. We could kill you one day if there was a war. We're not calling for violence. We don't want to. We're willing to do it if we had to one day if you fought us in a war. That'll probably have to be bleeped out in the YouTube because that'll probably be bleeped. No. But I'm gonna say to my Australian, my Kiwis, to the Canucks, to the British, we need to stand up. We need to not give up. We know what's going on. We will win. We will defeat this. I mean, aren't you encouraged when you see people standing up and protesting and saying enough is enough with the bullshit?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a buddy in Canada who's covering this. And you know, the problem, you mentioned Australia and Canada. These guys are up against worse than it is in the United States.
Way worse.
They are way worse, right? But you see him and he's like, I'm seeing the truckers. You know, this is awesome. I'll keep you updated. American audiences are tuning into the Canadian scene. This is kind of a real global thing. thing. And I'm not a big fan of globalism, but when you see that sentiment come through everywhere, you know,
it's a Western thing. It's not a global thing.
Not true.
It's Westerners.
True.
Finding common grounds in our culture and our identity once again.
Exactly. And so, you know, this buddy of mine, Tyler Russell, he's watching it all. And it's just, it's really exciting. It's a fever that you're seeing, and you have to be an example. If people in the United States can't be examples, given that our system, as bad as it is not nearly as bad as Australia and Canada are, what are they going to do? They're up against a lot worse. So we need to be the example. We need to say, you know, we're not having it, and these guys are going to be able to put up with the same thing. And truckers, really, once again vindicated on the trucker question, one of the strongest group of guys and definitely one of the biggest threats to the American regime. Don't you automate the truckers' jobs.
Mm. Kai Clips, Kai. If people want to find you, if they want to follow you on social media, where is the best places that they can follow you, that they can keep up with your stuff? Which, by the way, I follow, and it's good stuff. I recently became a follower of Kai Clips, and I enjoyed it, so we invited you on the show. Where can people find you?
You can find me all over the place. I am a political TikTok refugee, but you can find a lifting TikTok, Kai.lifts. You're going to find good fitness stuff, which is inherently right-wing. You can find me on Instagram at Kai Clips. Somebody took it with a C, so it's K-A-I. K-L-I-P-S. And I do a show 3 days a week on cozy.tv/KaiClips, where my Telegram and where the support for the show through Power Chat is all linked.
Awesome. And thanks so much to Savannah's mom. You don't want people following you on your social media this? Yeah, don't. Please don't. You can also follow me and Savannah anywhere. And don't forget to support Savannah's podcast, Rapid Fire. You can find it Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you can find podcasts, I'm assuming, and also on YouTube under Sav Says. And Sav, people are finding that you go really strong. And as you see, Sav goes pretty hard, especially gets a lot more strikes on her channel.
A lot more strikes. Yeah. I'm a lot more toned down on our show. Elijah brings out the calm in me. The comedy side of life. You know, my show's very angry, but you teach me how to laugh, and I actually do appreciate it.
Wow, a career woman that's angry all the time? Wow. Who would have known?
Asians suffer from success, man. I'm telling you. Discriminated against.
I don't want to remind you, too, if you make it this far in the podcast, this is an audio-only podcast as well. It means you can get it anywhere. You can become a blind viewer. And if you leave a review, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Reminder, we are demonetized on every platform. We have lost a lot of money this year, and one way we've been able to support this is by getting our advertisers, which keep getting taken away by people who keep making them go away. But the way advertisers like this show is because we have a good, really good success rate, and we have a lot of good reviews. So they read the reviews, they're really positive, and they're like, oh, this looks like a positive, engaged community. Let's advertise on that show. And then we are able to pay Savannah's rent, and her mom's happy that she's not homeless. So,
Very happy.
So that's good. And so please, and you might get it read on the show. Let me read you a couple of reviews here. We have a review from Christina from North Carolina said, Mamas, put your earbuds in, listen, and don't let your babies grow up to be covered in the show. Great humor. That's so funny. Don't let your babies be covered in the show. Because you meant you messed up. If your kid's on the show in one of the videos, you've done bad.
Imagine that's how you find out.
I know. Great humor. John Doyle's my favorite. I'm glad. Thank you. And I'm glad. John Doyle is now a paid contributor of The Blaze. And we I'm very happy about that. Yeah, good guy. I'm really, really proud of that, of him. Brendan 1229 says, was hesitant but moved from fourth to number one. Oh. That's good to know. I thought we're top 17 only. That's all we ask for. To be in your top 17 shows. That's it. I feel like we're friends because I've listened to you so much. If you ever come to Florida, I'll trade 1.5 to 2 hours to come on our podcast to help boost us in exchange for so many golf rounds as you want. Oh, I'm in Florida like 3-4 times a year. Rich Stream Song, TPC Lakewood National. Well, shoot me an email. Keep fighting the good fight, BNC. Anyways, thank you so much. Don't forget, too, that if you've been a longtime listener, make the jump. Help us fight censorship at blazetv.com/Elijah. That's blazetv.com/Elijah for $10 off. Become a member. Support the show. And remember, when you join, you also get access to all the other Blaze hosts, including Glenn Beck, Steven Crowder, Mark Levin. We have a lot of shows. And when they get strikes and they're off their channels, you can watch the stuff at blazetv.com. Thank you guys to my guests, Savannah's mom. You were lovely. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
You are wonderful and sweet.
This was fun.
And we loved you. And to Kai, thank you again. Make sure you follow them. Have a great rest of the week. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.